Ported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix system.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Okay. Raise, there it is. Okay, hello, welcome, one and all. It's 1900 UTC on April 26, 2024. Unfortunately, I have spent the last couple hours on the phone talking with car salesmen at different places trying to work out a new car. So news has been a bit strained. So I'm only going to be able to give you some headlines here. And then I've got to drop off and call and talk to more people. So this will be a little bit of an abridged version, but hey, you know what? We are we're gonna do our best. I only have a few minutes because I'm supposed to have written a script for my job, for my real job, and I need to be able to deliver that at 20 UTC. And since it's 19 UTC, and I have one line written, bash. hash bang bin slash bash. I think I'm gonna need a couple more minutes to get that knocked out. If you want to hang out and talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org, and then once you're there, launch Commode Chat by typing com, press enter, then you press G for go to, and then you type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and that will take you to the Anon Radio room. There is plenty of death and destruction going on, but let's get into it. There is plenty of fun to be had. We've got some explosions to talk about and buildings going kaput. I'm making sure. All right, so first thing, the biggest news to me that I thought was amazing is, if you've ever thought, hey, you know what, I want a robot dog, you can buy one. But you know what, if you're a Dr. Evil type guy, you can also buy a robot dog with a flamethrower on it. That's right. Let's open these bookmarks up and get going. Let's check in on Calm real quick. Quentin knows what's up. exactly. Sorry, I hit Q when I was trying to type Quentin, so I jumped out of Calm. My bad. Quentin, yeah, exactly. Ratsu in the house, along with Jeff and UserFXNet. And of course, at 1930 UTC is the Dubious Goals Committee, so stick around for that. That happens every goddamn day here on Anon Radio. Robot dog. If you want to see the robot dog, all you gotta do is go to sdf.org/l/1SD. It almost looks like LSD, but it's the numeral one. sdf.org/lima/1SD, and you can check out that image of the dog. It's only $9,900. CUJKH chiming in, I want one of those robot dogs from Snow Crash. So what has four legs and can breathe fire? Apparently a product called the Therminator, a controversial first ever flamethrower wielding robot dog. According to ThrowFlame, an Ohio-based company that manufactures flamethrowers, its latest invention features a 30-foot firing range, light detection, and range mapping, as well as laser sighting, aboard a battery-powered thing with legs that can jump around. Touted as your ultimate firepower companion, the robot's uses include wildlife control and prevention, agriculture management, ecological conservation, and snow and ice removal, as well as entertainment and special effects. For just $9,420, and in the absence of a pet dragon, you can have your own fire-breathing best friend of canine appearance. Apparently, some people are not on board with the robot dog, but if you are in California, You are required to obtain a permit if they want to possess a flamethrower with a firing range more than 10 feet. And in Maryland, destructive devices they include devices. Okay, what does this mean? Oh, they're legal across the U.S. except in Maryland, where they're considered a destructive device. So flamethrowers are not illegal except in Maryland. And in California, you just need a permit if it shoots flames more than 10 feet. At least 10 killed and 11 injured in a Brazil fire. At least 10 people have been killed after fire broke out at a defunct hotel being used as a makeshift homeless shelter in Porto Alegre in Brazil. Emergency workers on Friday confirmed 10 victims at the Garoa Floresta, which was operating without proper authorization, according to the fire department. The fire broke out at 2 a.m. It took firefighters 3 hours to bring it under control. So, very troubling. Jeff has found the original marked up PDF, and the error was never spotted. Not sure which book it was never spotted in, but hey. Sounds like a fun find. Owner of an exploded Michigan building arrested at airport while trying to leave the U.S. The owner of a suburban Detroit business that caught fire and exploded, killing a man, was arrested at a New York airport as he was preparing to depart for Hong Kong on a one-way ticket. U.S. Customs and New York Port Authority personnel arrested Nor Noel Kesto, 31, Saturday at John F. Kennedy Airport. He was brought back to Michigan on Wednesday. Kesto of Commerce Township was arraigned Thursday on an involuntary manslaughter charge. The March 4th fire and explosion occurred in Clinton Township, a building that housed a distributor for the vaping industry called Goo. More than 100,000 vape pens were stored on site, and authorities have said a truckload of butane canisters arrived in the building within a week of the explosion, and the canisters were sent up to 2 miles, 3.2 kilometers, into the air. Wow. Crazy stuff. Working on GUI, G-U-I-X. I always want to say GUI, but I might be wrong. How do you say it? For Chromebook. Oh, that's pretty cool. that's pretty neat. Anyway, I like using Linux on Chromebooks. I used to use Gallium OS, but that kind of has not been, that project has faded away. Hey, JLimo. Welcome. This is an abridged version. I got to disappear in a few minutes because I have a script that I didn't write. Oh, shit. I shouldn't have said that. No. I have a script that I need to finish working on before a meeting. There we go. Yes. I've been working on it diligently, and now I just need to put the finishing touches before a meeting. 800 people have fallen ill after a Stuttgart Spring Festival in Germany. A norovirus outbreak at a festival in southwest Germany has affected more than 800 people. They caught the vomiting bug in a marquee at the Stuttgart Spring Festival last weekend. It's not clear how the virus was first contracted, but the scale of infection has increased during the week. Stuttgart officials believe it was not linked to food or drink served at the festival, as samples taken have all tested negative. The city's health department tested marquee staff, as well as dishes and water used. Instead, they're assuming the virus was passed from person to person, possibly through the air, although it's not clear whether the original source was a visitor or an employee. Visitors quickly complained of vomiting, nausea, and diarrhea. By Friday afternoon, health officials said the number of people infected had reached 815. Let's see. Bad French spelling on an English word. So anyway, they had norovirus. Pretty rough. The U.S. has begun building its floating pier towards the... towards Gaza, still providing bombs and everything. Hey, Ingrix, welcome. So we're still giving Israel all the bombs and weapons they might want, but we're also building a bridge or a pier so that we can move and get some aid supplies into Gaza. So who knows? Maybe we're bringing shipping, and maybe we're bringing building supplies, and we're going to just redevelop the whole country. Anyway. Japan has come face-to-face with its own space junk. This is kind of neat. Or it's kind of, ironic? I don't know. A satellite operated by Japanese company Astroscale has chased down a 15-year-old piece of space junk and taken an up-close image of it. The object is a discarded rocket segment that's about 11 meters by 4 meters. Wow, that's a big piece of object. And its mass is 3 tons. It's the first time anyone has managed to rendezvous with so big a piece of space debris. Astroscale is developing a business that would offer to remove others' redundant hardware from orbit. It won't do it on this occasion. The current mission is all about testing the sensors and software needed for safe proximity operations. But a determined effort to pull a lump of junk out of the sky should occur in the next couple of years. The issue of orbital debris and the sustainable use of space is becoming a hot topic. Millions of items of, quote, techno-detritus have accumulated over head since the start of the space age in 1957, from flecks of paint to the abandoned upper stages of rockets. So we'll see what's going on here. But the headline was Japan comes face-to-face with its own space junk. So I think it found another bit there. It's 1910 UTC, so I've got about 5 minutes more I can give to SDF and Anon Radio. So I appreciate you being here, tuned in, and locked in to Anon Radio.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
If anybody wants that sound, just hit me up. I will email it to you. Just send me an email. California College cancels graduation ceremony as protests over Israel's war in Gaza continue. There are protests all over the country at universities, even here in Austin, Texas. A leading California university has canceled its graduation ceremony as protests over Gaza continue to spread on college campuses across the U.S. The USC, or University of Southern California, cited new safety measures and disbanding the event. Emory College has said protesters pushed past officers protecting the area set up for a commencement speech. Atlanta police are using tear gas and rubber bullets. Emory's philosophy chair was arrested, just trying to go to work. What else? Just lots. There's over 40 different schools that are involved. And shift, go, and this is US universities. You want to see where the universities were, you can go to stf.org/lima/1 Sierra Echo. That's stf.org/l/1se, all lowercase, stf.org/l/1se. That's Sierra Echo. And if you go there, boom, you will see a location of major universities, major protests at US universities, especially in the Northeast, and in the Emory in the South, UT in Austin, Berkeley, USC up there in Michigan and in Indiana. Wild stuff. The world's biggest 3D printer has whirred into action. Now, you know there's a 3D printer that builds houses out there. There's a whole housing development just north of Austin built with one. But a giant 3D printer, which is big enough to make a house, has been unveiled at the University of Maine. The university says it's beaten its own record for the world's largest polymer 3D printer, with a new printer 4 times bigger than the previous machine. The Factory of the Future 1.0 can print objects 96 feet long, or 29 meters long, approximately the length of a blue whale. But experts say despite the breakthrough, most of us will continue living homes made of brick and mortar. This article, I don't like it. It's from the BBC. But living near a cement-based 3D printed community, I can tell you there are 3D printed houses with people living in them. They use like the 3D printer model and they print cement. It's fine. Let's see. What else we got going on? BB Singh, welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. How to say Nacho Grande in French. Now, Handy C is asking the real important questions. Oh my gosh, there's only a few seconds left before I got to bail out on you. Air Canada has apologized after they told a First Nations chief that he couldn't wear the headdress on the plane and it had to be checked, so they wouldn't let him fly unless he put it there. So it can't be placed in checked luggage, he said. So Air Canada realized their mistake and are apologizing, but good luck. Joe Biden said he'd be happy to debate Trump when he was interviewing with Howard Stern. Who knows how that's going to go. And the Switch, the Nintendo Switch 2, is reportedly going to replace slide-in Joy-Cons with magnetically attached Joy-Cons. So the iconic slide-in click of the Joy-Cons will be replaced with a magnetic attachment mechanism. Makes me think of the MagSafe adapter on the Mac. User FX Nick, expect an email soon about those sweet, sweet, delicious sound bites. All right. Yeah, fingers crossed I get this in on time. Yes, it is 1915 UTC. So I've got to tell you, hey, I'm sorry. Past Marcus is going to have to pick up where I could not carry on. I do want to mention that green steam is a hot issue for businesses, and this is something nuclear power is really good at, so I think it's pretty neat. And the story talks about New Belgium, a brewery whose beer I have in beer and nuclear and steam, things I care about. Anyway, you guys have a good day, and past Marcus, please take it away. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's see if I can do this. Maybe is it... How do I get there? Can I go to iCloud? News. There it is. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh, there we go. Whoops. Whoa, I sound funny. Hey. Well, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It's 1900 UTC here on Anon Radio, which means it's time for some news. And then in 30 minutes, we'll have some dubious goals coming at you. Let's see. It is currently 11 degrees, high at 12, low of 8. So it's nice and chilly, kind of consistent. Not super rainy outside, though, yet. So pretty exciting. I'm still in Seattle, Washington. I just got out of the shower, and these new microphones, they're earbuds, but since my ears are wet, the microphone and the earbud are, like, drifting down in my ear, so it feels very funny. Anyway, I think all the settings are consistent from yesterday, so if there is any issue, please bring it up in comm. Shouting out, bringing it up here, I guess, welcome, welcome. If you'd like to chat and hang out in Commode chat, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org, and then once you're there, launch comm, type C-O-N, press enter, then type G for go to, and then type non-radio, all lowercase, all one word, and then you'll be hanging out with cool people, like Nick G and Quentin, Handy C is in the house, along with the Zero Z-Man, Zerohoff, and X1, Jay Lamothe, WX Boss. We're all here, Threegs here, Claudio M. Beautiful. We're just having a good time, and it's already 1902. There's a lot of death and destruction in the world, and so I'm here to bring it to you. So let's get started the way we pretty much always start, and that, my friends, is world news. That's right. Let's see what we got here.
EST is good for news. Oh man. Yeah, it's good for Claudio M's who want to hear dubious goals and stuff for sure. All right. So we start in Mali. Airstrikes have killed several civilians. Several civilians, including children, were killed Tuesday in strikes attributed to the Malian army in Kaidal, a possible foreshadowing of the battle to come for this bastion of the Tuareg rebellion and a major sovereignty issue for the central state. The Permanent Strategic Framework, or CSP, those letters don't match because the languages aren't the same. An alliance of predominantly Tuareg-armed groups reported in a press release 14 deaths, including 8 children, gathered in front of a school, and 6 notables, killed according to the CSP by Turkish-made drones from the Malian army. So, residents and witnesses, speaking mostly on condition of anonymity for their safety, spoke of 6, 7, or 9 deaths without having an overview of each of them. 6 people, including children, were killed by airstrikes. So, depending on who you talk to, 6 to 14 people, but definitely kids were blown up by this drone in Mali. You may remember, it's kind of mean about people not being able to drive in fog in Louisiana. Well, I guess I'm sorry, but also I think that everyone in Louisiana needs to go back to driving school. At least one person's died as several vehicle accidents were reported near New Orleans after an extremely dense fog rolled into the area Tuesday morning. You may remember there was fog not too long ago, and there were huge pileups and lots of damage. Officials closed a portion of Interstate 10 in both directions after a combination of wildfire smoke and fog produced what they're calling a super fog in the area. Visibilities for drivers on Tuesdays was reduced to about a quarter of a mile. They shared some images kind of showing us as it degraded, but it's on Twitter, so I can't really share it with you. But they were saying within 2 minutes, it went from clear to very, very little visibility. Anyway, so that's just essentially the whole story. They had another big mix-up there. Well, you can also die without being in a car. Elderly Jewish man dies after altercation at an Israel-Palestine protest. A 69-year-old, Jewish man died from a blunt force head injury following a confrontation during competing pro-Israel and pro-Palestine rallies. sorry, I'm getting a lot of alerts. We're going to turn those off. I'm on vacation, guys. Leave me alone. Paul Kessler succumbed to his injuries on Monday, the Ventura County Sheriff's Department said, adding the authorities were investigating his death as a homicide and hadn't ruled out the possibility of a hate crime. Both pro-Israel and pro-Palestine rallies were taken out at the same time on Westlake and Thousand Oaks Boulevards amid Israel's month-long war against Hamas in Gaza. He suffered injuries before 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, where he got involved with an altercation with pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Deputies deployed to the scene over reports of battery found Kessler suffering from a head wound. Not a lot of extra information there in the news story, but another casualty, another death in our death and destruction. Beijing, reports or confirms Chinese casualties in Myanmar clashes. Let's check in on the comm real quick here. I see the time change agrees with MNW. Well, JLMO, I think the big thing is that I'm on vacation, so I'm pretty relaxed. I'm feeling more relaxed as the days go on. I think Thursday will be the peak of whether or not, then Friday is going to be kind of the dread of going back to work, even though I still have days off. Let's see what we got here going on. We can't expect people to drive cars safely. It's not realistic. Yeah, that's true. Nick G. Quentin. Oh, Quentin making a point. Okay. Timing of that nice was dark, but I laughed. All right. Yes, 100% plus pluses for vacation. All right. On we go. China on Tuesday confirmed that there had been Chinese casualties after ethnic armed groups fighting in Myanmar's junta seized outposts in the country's north along the border with China. China's foreign ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin did not say whether the Chinese were killed or wounded or where precisely the incident had taken place. Local media in Myanmar reported last Saturday that one Chinese person was killed and another two wounded after the military shelled the town of Laiza, or L-A-I-Z-A. That's Lima Alpha, India, Zulu Alpha, home to the headquarters of ethnic armed group, the Kachin Independence Army. The report says one shell had landed on the China side of the border. So China, in response, has lodged solemn protests with relevant parties and is paying close attention to the conflict situation in northern Myanmar. China once again demands that all parties involved in the conflict in northern Myanmar immediately cease fire. Beijing said it would take necessary measures to safeguard the lives and property of its citizens. If you want to read more about that kind of stuff going on, you can go to the Straits Times or straitstimes.com. I like them. They're a Singapore newspaper. And keeping in that same place, dengue fever cases are up 53% between July and September, with one death reported. There were 3,055 reported dengue cases for July to September, a 53% increase from the previous quarter, which saw 1,989 cases. There was one death due to infection during that period, bringing the number of dengue-related deaths to three in 2023, according to data from the National Environment Agency, or NEA. As at last Saturday, there were 8,437 cases reported so far in 2023. About a quarter of the cases were recorded in 2022, so it's significantly down versus last year. But this quarter is ticking up, so be safe out there. Be mindful. Now let's talk about some destruction. Destruction. Firefighters rushed to a historic Orange County airbase when one of the hangars caught fire on Tuesday morning. The fire reportedly broke out around 1 a.m. at the Marine Corps Air Station in Tustin, according to the Orange County Fire Authority. The blimp hangar was still burning by 4:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Fire officials have expressed concerns the structure could fully collapse. It's definitely not a normal fire, but today, because of the complex fire operation, our incident commanders decided they're going to use helicopters along with truck companies. The OCFA captain said, adding that helicopters are typically only called out for substantial brush fires. At least three teams were dispatched to help drown the blaze and ensure it would not spread to additional structures. The base is owned by the U.S. Navy and used by the U.S. Marines and is also a historic landmark. Residents were shocked to see it up in flames. To have the hangar burn down is a tragedy, a local told him. It's a piece of history we're losing today. The hangar dates back to World War II and was used to store blimps. Huge sections of wall and roof are now gone, likely collapsed into the interior. Let's see what we got here. I missed something in comm here. So for normal use, like compilation and file converting, are the enterprise drives faster? I find enterprise drives to be more reliable over time, and I think that's the price difference between the two, at least for me. I think I've got a 7200 RPM enterprise disks at home, and they work great, but they're not any faster. Flash drives for speed, spinning rust for long storage. That's my opinion anyway. California boat captain is guilty over a fire that killed 34. How many people? 1, 2, 3, 4. 34. The captain of a dive boat that caught fire and killed 34 people in California 4 years ago has been found guilty of negligence. Jerry Boylan, 69. Nice. Was convicted of one count of seaman's manslaughter. The 69-year-old was guilty of seaman manslaughter after a 10-day trial in Los Angeles. Prosecutors said the captain failed to have a night watchman or conduct fire drills as required by law. All 33 passengers and a crew member sleeping below deck died, among the worst maritime disasters in California. The fire broke out in the early hours of the morning on September 2, 2019. while the Conception was moored in Platt's Harbor near Santa Cruz Island, south of Santa Barbara. It was hosting a diving expedition over the Labor Day holiday weekend. Boylan was one of five crew members who managed to escape the blaze. They escaped by jumping over
seven